Uncluttered and Unfiltered is brought to you in part by our latest obsession, pancakes. Pancakes are the revolutionary cold pack that stick to you so you can stick to your routine. Whether you're pounding the pavement as a runner like me or you're tackling the clutter as a professional organizer like Christine, pancakes has got you covered. Pancakes comes in three sizes and can be used again and again. We both keep them in our freezers, and when we feel an ache or a pain, you just stick them on your body. You can do it 100 times. It's all the benefits of using a cold pack, but no downtime. Find pancakes at pain-cakes.com or at thousands of retailers nationwide.
Welcome to Uncluttered and Unfiltered, the podcast urging you to let it go and don't look back. With nationally acclaimed professional organizer Christine Stone and self-proclaimed hot damn mess radio and TV personality Eden Kendall.
Welcome everybody to Uncluttered and Unfiltered with Eden and Christine. And today we're going to talk about items that you were influenced into buying, whether it was through a friend, through a social media ad, through old-fashioned commercials on TV. But before we get to that, let me ask you how you are holding up, Christine, because you had not one, but 2 weekends back-to-back with your grandson.
Well, it was actually 3 days because they flew in on a Sunday, but early, and then left to go on vacation, then came back our way for the weekend. But it still was part of the weekend. I have to tell you, it is a lot of work because I had girls. So I do think the girl-boy dynamic is true because my kids could sit on a sofa and play with a Barbie for 2 hours. It's just not like that with
boys. And he's how old now?
He's over one. But I can tell you, you get up and you're so excited. And I always say, is he up yet? Is he up yet? And then everything you do makes him smile. And we're getting to where every month he's getting older. He just started walking and it's been great.
Is he very talkative?
Yes, but not little words, but not, you know, no conversation
yet. Is he calling you by name yet?
No.
What is he calling?
I'm Cece.
Cece. Okay.
Yeah. No, but it's just so fun to see life through their eyes. Yes. And it's so much fun when you can just wear yourself out, but then you give them back and you can go take a 3-hour nap when they leave. That's the good part of grandkids.
Were you sore at all?
I was so sore. I got out my pain cakes. Put one on each shoulder because you don't understand what it's like to lift a toddler when you're not used to that.
Right, when you're not used to it. Sure.
He's a big boy.
Well, the difference too isn't just that you're older. It's that you haven't been lifting him daily since birth.
No.
So when you are, regardless of the fact that your daughter is however many years younger than you, that's not even all of it. She has literally been training by the weight going up every single time, every day.
Yep.
So she has gotten to the point where she can probably tote him around pretty easily. Whereas you're just like, oh, okay. So you went ahead and added another few pounds since I last saw you, haven't you, buddy?
Yeah. But I love every minute of it. It's a lot of excitement all the time. You're just always excited. Or if I take him outside to show him, I'll say, that's, you know, Cece's tree, and he'll touch the leaf and look at me
gosh.
You know what I mean? Everything is so cute. So I'm loving being a grandmother.
You get to see things again and through his eyes.
Yes.
What things is he into now as far as, like, for my kids at that age, it was Blue's Clues. I know that there's the, do you not even worry about that because you're finding other things for him to do?
He's like Paw Patrol? He's really into Miss Rachel.
Is that a thing? What is
that? That's a thing.
Okay.
Believe it or not, it's a thing.
It'd be something I didn't know about.
Yeah. So he's into Miss Rachel, but he's not into a lot of TV. He's more wants to just run around. Like, he's into being outside. He loves being outside, and he loves anything he can, like balls he can chase, or, you know, he loves anything that makes a noise. So you also have to remember when you have grandkids, it's like everything makes a noise, a whistle, a buzzer, so you're like, is there anything that doesn't make noise?
There are no quiet toys.
Anyway,
I remember when my kids were little, sometimes I would after school take them to the library because then someone else could shush them for a little while. I could just be like, okay, shh, but let somebody else also tell them to shh. So For my little weekend contribution, it's more just a story about a conversation I had. I was with some of my friends at a race. You know, I do a lot of these running races on the weekends, and we were at a 5K, and a guy I know walked up and said, "Hey, are you going to the Luke Bryan concert that's coming in a few weeks? My band is going to be playing at the after party. Can you come?" And I said, "I'm sorry, the what? I said, and I looked at him, and I was being serious, but I think he thought I was crazy. I said, "You know what? After party isn't a thing when you're over 50. And I looked at all of my friends. I said, "When was the last time you guys ever got excited about an after party?" They're like, "What's an after party? We don't even want to go to the party, to be honest."
Exactly.
With you. We would prefer to skip the whole thing, not just the after party. And I thought, how funny it is.
How times have changed.
That's just a phrase that means nothing to me, after party.
I want to go to the 4 o'clock party.
I'll go to the pre-party.
The pre-party.
And then I'll wish you well and be on my way home.
Right, exactly. I agree with that.
We've talked about this. So one of the other things I thought we could cover before we get into our influenced to buy topic is a question that we posed to you guys over on our Ladies Only Facebook page. And please, if you haven't already joined us, this is a private group. This is separate from the other social media we have. It's called Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only. And in it, we ask certain questions that are designed to get you either digging deep or maybe just accessing the memory banks. And so we wanted to know what your first real perfume was. And do you remember what yours was, Christine?
I had two different ones. I had Opium in college, which if I smelled that now, I would like die because it is so strong. And then I got into Chanel number 5, like in my early marriage years. And now I wear no perfume because every perfume gives me a headache. I mean, it's like an ongoing joke. I mean, my daughter will come over with her perfume on. I'm like, you gotta wash that off. I mean, that age, they come in like really strong perfume going on there.
Yeah. The perfume is really popular again. It really is very popular.
You
know, it kind of went away. Nobody really talked about perfume. I've noticed that with my daughter too. She just bought herself, because she's in a position to do so, a nice bottle of perfume. She's like, "I'm going to treat myself. Why not? I live at home and work full time." Just kidding. She actually is getting ready to move out. That's a whole other day. We'll talk about that. But so she bought herself some nice perfume. But anyway, the probably number one answer, and this would have been mine too, although I don't know if I would have thought of it as like adult perfume at the time, but Love's Baby Soft.
Oh, I remember
Love's
that.
Love's Baby Soft was really big. Some of you guys said Eternity. One was Curve, which I don't remember Curve. Love's Baby Soft, by the way, was by far the number one.
Oh, yeah.
Debbie Gibson evidently had a perfume that some of you liked.
Debbie Gibson, the singer?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, there's a perfume that I really like that my daughter had a while back that was by Justin Bieber. I mean, they just slapped their names on these
really?
Perfumes. Yeah.
Wow.
Windsong. Do you remember
Windsong? Oh, I remember Windsong. I remember the commercial.
Her Windsong stays on my mind.
In my mind. Yes.
Taboo?
Yes, I remember Taboo too.
And let's see what else. Poison.
I remember
and
Poison.
Gina Tay.
Well, that was a splash of some sort. And everyone used that in the 70s.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody.
So, and you used to encounter some as a flight attendant, too. I mean, in small spaces, I'm sure you were triggered by everybody's perfume.
Well, that's when I kind of stopped wearing perfume, because when I would get on a flight, I could immediately tell the Elizabeth Arden perfume that everybody was into at that time in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. And I would go to the other flight attendants and go, "I'm going to have a splitting headache by the time this flight lands. So just be aware," because you could tell, because people would come on airlines just drenched in different perfumes. But for some reason, that Elizabeth Arden stuck out in my mind. So I'll never forget that.
Yeah, there are some fragrances, you know, that brings you back. They say when you smell something, it just brings you back. That could be another topic we can throw out there, is what is a scent that immediately makes you think of something from your youth. So as we veer on to our topic, which is things you were influenced into buying, whether or not they turned out to be a good purchase or not, that's kind of item by item. But I want to say that the first time I really remember being influenced to buy something by the advertisement. They made it so attractive. They made it look like so much more than it actually was. Had to be sea monkeys.
Cracks me up.
Sea monkeys were advertised in comic books, and they looked like little people with kind of crowns on their head and tails. Like they were like little fish people. They lived in castles. They were like your new friends that you could have. So finally, for a birthday, I think it was at some point they transitioned to where you could buy them at a toy store. And I think once you could physically see them, my parents were like, okay, you know, they weren't going to let me order off the back of a comic book. But we got the sea monkeys, which, by the way, are brine shrimp. Ugh. So basically they're the eggs, they hatch, and they're these tiny little baby shrimpy little things. And they were fine. They were cute. Now I found out they call them aqua dragons. They've remarketed sea monkeys into.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So now the new generation calls them aqua dragons.
But my grandson will probably want those.
That would be, it's, you know, they're fun. They're easy to create. They're easy to take care of. So, but what is something that you have been influenced like that to buy?
I wanted Suzanne Summers' thighs. So I, back in the day, that Thighmaster, now I probably used it, I don't know, three times and then got rid of it because first of all, it was so uncomfortable to do.
Right.
And I didn't think I'd ever get thighs like Suzanne Summers, but that was the first thing that you kept seeing over and over and over. And I'm like, I'm going to get her thighs.
And that was the first like extended commercial, the infomercial that I remember.
Yep. That's the first thing I really can, that comes to mind that was like influence.
That's kind of the way what we're talking about. These things that are demonstrated so that you see how great they're going to make your life and you instantly want to buy them. And we did the same thing we did with the perfume and asked you guys over on our ladies only page about some of the things you were influenced into buying. And it was things like exercise equipment. Elaine said it was the Shark Tank gummies to lose weight. And then I followed that up by saying, well, did they do anything? Right. And she said nothing.
Yeah.
Paulette goes all the way back and said she was influenced by the Breck shampoo commercials because she wanted to be a Breck girl. Mm-hmm. Dr. Scholl used to say that their shoes would make your legs look more toned.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. And Kathy said she was influenced into those. So I think everybody, Valerie says crepe erase and it didn't do the
trick. See, and I use that and it works great for me.
But that's not the same as what we, I think crepe erase is maybe a different
product. Oh, with, what's her name? Jane Seymour.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I use the other one.
Yes. The one you use, I use it too. Yeah. And we talked about it and everyone went out and got crepe corrector.
Crepe corrector. Yeah.
Yeah.
But by Gold Bond.
Gold Bond.
Yeah. Yes. But everybody's different. I'm going to just start off by saying this. Yes. What may work for me is not going to work for everybody, but I am very, very picky in what I buy. And because we've talked about this, I'm a big returner. I save the boxes. I save the receipts. I do all my returning. I don't keep things I don't like. And that's so important. And as an organizer, I see a lot of things that people were influenced into buying. Mm-hmm. They hate them and they don't return them and it becomes clutter.
And it sometimes you don't realize it until you're past the date and that's when you still have to toss it because what you're doing is you're not willing to admit to yourself that it was a mistake.
It was a mistake.
I shouldn't have
bought it. An inexpensive mistake sometimes.
You don't have to even call it a mistake. Call it an experiment.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get so influenced by something and I'm so suggestible that I know that if I don't try it, I'm going to drive myself crazy. So I try it. I often return it. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about some of those things we've been influenced into purchasing. Do you want to start with one of yours and then I'll go next?
Well, at my age, at 61, I am influenced all the time by beauty gadgets.
Yes.
And I've had some that have worked fabulously that I've talked about before, and I still use them and I love them. And then there was one I recently bought and I've done my trial period because you're supposed to use it for it. I'm going to say I didn't love it. I'm going to say I wasn't, but it wasn't because of their you know, machine or whatever. It's because I think at some point you have to look yourself in the mirror and say, that ship may have sailed.
What's the product?
Well, it's the Nera Pro.
Okay.
Listen, I mean, has it probably worked a tiny bit? Yeah. But I wouldn't repurchase it because I think it's for younger people. That's what I'm going to say. It's for younger people.
Like one of those things, it almost looks like an electric shaver, but is it a massager? What is it?
No.
What is it?
It's a laser. Okay. And you just put it on all over your face. And it's supposed to get rid of fine lines, wrinkles, neck stuff, which 100% did nothing for my neck. I'm just going to say it, but that's because, not because of the product. It's because I think at some point you have to realize what's going to work on a 61-year-old neck that may work amazing on a 50-year-old's neck.
Or maybe you're 45 and you start immediately, you can prevent something.
Yes, you can use it as a preventative. And I think that after doing this, it finally woke me up that, like, you know, we might have to accept some things. And that's what I think happens, for me at least. You see, I stopped following young influencers because I would buy stuff and then realize I'm not 35. That's why she looks amazing in this product or using this product. And I'm 61 and we have different skin. I have way more wrinkles. I'm drier, whatever it may be as you get older. So that's one thing I definitely quit. I quit doing that like a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I just don't buy anything unless it's from somebody that I see, for instance, has the same issues as I may have. You know what I mean?
So the one product you have stood by that you were influenced into buying, and I think it was during the pandemic, was that red light mask.
Yeah, the Dr. Dennis Gross mask. And I'm going to say his name over and over because that I have seen a huge difference. And I started using it 3 years ago and I use it every morning. And why I love it, it only takes 3 minutes.
Okay,
3 minutes.
I was asked by my husband what I want for Mother's Day. Maybe that's what I need to say.
It's to me, it has a strap so you can walk around with it. You don't have to sit.
How does your dog like when you put that on?
You know what? My dog is so used to it, but I couldn't wear it when the baby was here because I thought I would scare the living, you know what, out of him. But it's the only thing that I feel has really, really worked that was worth the money.
Okay, because it's pricey.
It's pricey, but well worth every penny. And like I did buy it the start of COVID. So I said, I don't have to go anywhere. No one has to see me. And if it doesn't work, I'll return it. But I started seeing like, you know, so I definitely say thumbs up to that.
This is an example of me being influenced right now. You have it. It's too bad you're not like working for the company or
something,
because you have influenced me into wanting this item. So let me tell you about something. I have a story here. I'm going to bend down for a second and pick it up because there's a whole story. And I think there's this is a great example of being influenced, not once, but twice. Mm-hmm. Okay. So first of all, what I'm holding in my hand, let me describe it. It looks kind of like a brush, but there's not bristles so much as they're plastic. How would you describe it?
Like it looks like a comb almost.
It looks like a hot comb, but instead, like if you were to cross a comb and a brush, and it's called, this is by Straight Ahead and it's
Amazon.
Probably. But I think there's a much cheaper version that you can get at Target. And I'm going to tell you my story now. So I started seeing this all over social media and it was these girls and they'd be sitting like in their car. Cause I guess there's also one that you could just use your car charger. And they would do the thing that social media influencers do where they act like they have doubt and then they run it down their hair and then they go, what? Oh my gosh. What? Are you kidding me right now?
I know. You got that down pat.
They all act surprised. So I said, I think I want this for Christmas. So I put it on my Christmas list and my husband and my daughter picked it up at Target for like $50, got it for Christmas, tried it out. I didn't notice any, I couldn't tell any difference. It didn't seem to smooth my hair out in one little brush or whatever. So I returned it. Fast forward, I'm at an expo for something and this lady calls me over and she's like, can I demonstrate this on your hair? She demonstrates it on my hair. It looks, it works exactly the way the influencers does. And she proceeds to tell me that this one, which is like over $100, maybe even closer to $200, but we did like a package deal. You know how they have at expos, they can. And she says, oh, well, those cheap ones won't work right. And so she's doing it. I get this one home, the expensive one, and it works the same way the Target one does. It's just that I didn't know how to do it
right.
The first time.
You need someone to show you.
So my point was, I was influenced into buying something the first time, returned it, and then influenced again to buy the same item. And let me tell you something, it's a great item. I think the Target one would work just as well.
Yeah.
So.
Well, your hair has been looking amazing.
Thank you.
I mean.
But that actually goes to something else I'm going to talk about. But thank you. And I'm holding up the product if you want to see. I'll make sure I post the video or post a picture of this in our little group. So anyway, that's a great example. If somebody demonstrates something on you,
yeah,
it's very easy to fall for it.
Uncluttered and Unfiltered is brought to you in part by Hearts for Minds. Hearts for Minds is encouraging you to use your sidewalk to motivate others for Mental Health Awareness Month. Help break down the stigma of mental illness, spark conversation, and maybe just make somebody's day a little sweeter. It's easy. Grab some chalk and write inspirational messages and pictures on your sidewalk. Snap a photo and share it online by tagging Hearts for Minds on Instagram and use the hashtag #ChalkItUpForLife. That's #ChalkItUp, the number 4, and life. Let's chalk it up for mental health. Visit Hearts for Minds, that's Hearts, the number 4, and Minds.org to learn more.
Yeah. Well, you know how you used to walk around the mall and they go, can I have you here for a second?
That's what that was like.
And I'm always like, no, I'm busy. No, this will be a miracle under your eyes. Your eyes will look amazing. And then they always did until you went home and they'd give it you like a sample. And then you'd use it yourself and go, it looks nothing like what they did.
What did they do there?
I know. Like, I feel like they put something extra in it or something. I don't know. But yeah. Anyway,
well, that I think it's Philip Thomas Roth. Is that Philip? There's one of the brands that has you put it under your eyes,
yeah.
and it while you watch the video, mm-hmm. you watch the wrinkles disappear, mm-hmm. the bags mm-hmm. just go away.
Yeah.
Okay, so I bought that because I was influenced by the videos, and it's like when you put glue on yourself,
yeah.
and then. It's worse. It's like, it's not wrinkles anymore. It's more like
powdery,
like
white,
powder, yeah. crepey. And it's,
yeah.
and I returned that
yeah.
immediately.
Yeah.
But in the videos, I finally, after seeing the video a million times, had to go get some. I just couldn't stand watching. I watched so many of these videos of these bags disappear.
Yeah.
But what you end up with is like this, like a plastic, like yeah. saran wrap over
yeah.
your face.
And also, you're not supposed to put makeup on over it, some of them say. And so then it even looks like white powdery stuff with makeup over it. You know what I mean?
No, thanks.
Yeah. So my thing is Amazon clothes. And I know a lot of people buy clothes on Amazon. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
But I'm 5'2". Uh-huh. And so I see all these influencers who are like 5'11". And they look amazing, by the way, in these clothes. But then I get it home and I look hilarious, like a joke. And so I quit buying clothes off Amazon, even if they're just a bum around the house, because everything was so long. Like, they don't have petite sizes. A lot of times the material was kind of cheapy too, and it kind of would fall apart. So I'm not a big into, and I bought a pair of shoes. Everybody had these shoes. I'm like, oh, those look good. And they're not like, you know, spikes. They're a nice little block. Uh-huh. I've never put on more painful shoes in my entire life.
Oh, no.
So I just have kind of turned myself off to that. Now I buy a million other things on Amazon, but I quit with the clothes and the shoes and all that.
The thing that's good about that is there are some great returns. You know, they
great
have great returns. If you return something on Amazon, you can pretty much, it's just call it a day and they make
and
it so easy.
And you can try before you buy.
They do that as well.
Yep.
One thing I'm always surprised by is you'll see this item, it'll look amazing when you open the box, it's shrunken into this plastic bag. And that's always a little off-putting. Yep. Then I've had some really good success stories with things I've bought on Amazon. But just like you, I've had some that were hilarious.
Hilarious. If you're 5'2",
right,
and you see a sundress on a girl who's 5'11", just imagine what I looked like. And I'm not going to spend the money to alter it. Mm-hmm. Not for the price you pay, like $36 or something. I'm not going to do it.
Now, I will tell you something that has been an influencer thing for me that thank you for saying that about my hair. I have it all back right now, but I started oiling my hair. This is something that I think is cultural in India. Mm-hmm. So, but it's starting to kind of make its way over. And oiling your hair is basically before you wash it, it's rosemary oil, mm-hmm, and you massage it in and leave it sit for a while. And then when you wash it, it washes out. And then argan oil every time I'm going to style it, or like once a day, if I'm not going to style it, even if I'm wearing it up, I've been doing that. Now I have very dry, very porous hair, straw-like, you would say. So for me, this was very life-changing. I was influenced into it. It wasn't expensive. There was no specific product. It was just a practice that influenced me. But I highly recommend that if you have hair like mine, which is very difficult. You know, I don't even know if it's just more that I'm doing something that's moisturizing my hair all of a sudden or what it is, but I've noticed a big difference on that one. So that was a positive.
I mean, I got influenced doing the castor oil on the eyebrows, and I think it really, really, really works.
And what does it do?
It makes them less brittle. Uh-huh. It makes them fuller and softer. And I have really coarse hair, even coarse eyebrows, ladies. And it really does work. I just use a thin brush and brush it on at night before I go to bed, and that's it. And you can use it on your eyelids. I don't, just because I have a paranoia about anything on my eyes. Mm-hmm. But you can use it on your eyelashes as well and in your hair. Mm-hmm. But I only wash my hair once a week, so I don't like the oily feel all week long. So, I even started using it on my neck before I go to bed. And I have to say, it's very moisturizing without being greasy. Mm. You know, there's something about castor oil it's more moisturizing without being really annoying. So that is something I was influenced to doing. But, you know, like I said, anything to do with skincare, I'm going to be influenced into.
It's tough when you're looking at these videos and you're getting hammered with them, because if you spend even more than a minute, if you're a scroller like we are, you spend even more than a minute looking at it. If you watch it a second time, all of a sudden in your feed, the algorithm says that you want to see even more of this. So the next thing you know, you're being bombarded by the same one over and over.
So
it's very difficult. It's nice when you have somebody who can try it for you and tell you. And I know you're a concealers person too. So
don't get me started on that. I will buy any. that in itself is a whole episode. People that know me know I have a concealer because of my hereditary, you know, dark circles under my eyes. I can't tell you how many concealers I've purchased. Either they're the wrong color because they look great on her.
Right.
But I get it home and I look like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Mm. Or they accentuate the fine lines and wrinkles, so I hate it.
That happens.
Or, you know, so I can't tell you how many I've tried. And I think part of dark circles, you have to get to the root of it. You know what I mean? And if it is hereditary, then you're kind of not really able to do a lot other than get someone who can show you properly, not an influencer on social media, how to do it. Because that's what I finally ended up doing, is sitting at a makeup counter and having someone actually show me what they're doing. And first you have to correct, then you have to conceal. But I mean, I can't tell you whether it's Target, Amazon.
And that goes back to this little hairbrush thingy, which someone showing me how to do it. I could have saved myself a lot of money and got the less expensive, because you can't tell me there's any difference. I've looked at both of them, and one is, one is just like the other, but I had somebody who's a professional showing me how to use it. And, you know, at the time I thought it was because it was a better product. So it kind of goes back to Getting back to the whole organizational piece of it, when you mentioned about not being afraid to admit defeat and either returning or just chucking something.
Or give it to someone else. I mean,
say you
if you
this.
Have a sister who's younger, a friend who, you know, may have different skin issues.
Taller.
Yes, someone who's taller. So if you do miss that window of return, find somebody to let them try it and, you know, get rid of it. And don't, you know, part of that I see is guilt. I spent so much money on that. And now I'm stuck with it because I missed the return and I can't let it go because it was so expensive. And that could be whether it's shoes, handbags, makeup, skincare, and you just can't beat yourself up over it, but start anew. And what I do is when the package comes in, I save the box with the receipt and put it in a cabinet. I have a special returns cabinet. And then if it doesn't work, you just have everything there to return it. And you just know, and I don't buy anything unless it has a return. If you can't return it, I don't buy it.
In this day and age, we all could have a return cabinet. Truly, we could have a place where we store boxes and packaging and receipts.
Yes. Yes. Because that's one way you'll know, okay, I'm almost at that 30-day mark, but I have everything to return it. I'm going to go online. I'm going to, you know, do. I just think it's so important to be organized, even in returning things. And so I really love to try things and I'm not going to stop doing it. I just won't buy something if I can't return it.
But the whole concept of telling people they have problems that they didn't know they had, that goes back to the days of the perfect pasta pot where they used to say, don't you hate when all your pasta goes into the sink and you know, they're trying to sell you that pasta pot that has the lid.
Right.
And I used to say, no, that's not a real problem that people have.
Yeah.
You know, people don't have that problem. And that's the kind of the same with a lot of these things that you see on social media and on TV or in print where they're telling you, you have a problem that needs solving. Listen, if it wasn't a problem that you had ever thought you had before you read this article or saw this video, you probably don't really have that problem.
Well, also, I mean, unless your mirrors are covered with black drapes, I mean, you know what your problems are. I mean, you're not blind, so you know what your problems are. Is it fine lines? Is it wrinkles? Is it uneven skin tone? Is it, you know, starting of losing hair or neck problems and wrinkles on your, you know what your problems are.
If they're even problems to you, they might just be things that are, things that are about you.
Right.
But they're not a problem. So
they're not a problem.
But that goes all the way back to marketing 101, pointing out your problems and your faults to get you to buy something.
Well,
and don't fall for it.
Well, do you notice on some of the social media platforms, this is why I find this so funny. Then if you ever read the comments, oh, who was your plastic surgeon? You look great. Meaning it wasn't the product. You went and had plastic surgery and who's your plastic surgeon? Because you look amazing.
Exactly.
Because they'll say, I saw you 3 weeks ago and you didn't look like that. So then you get the comments of people saying like, is it really for real? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And a lot of those comments too, they have bots that they set up to say things like, I tried it and it's amazing.
Right, right.
All right. Well, there you go. That question that we asked you about what you've been influenced to buy is still living on our ladies only Facebook page group/thingy. So join us if you haven't already. We have all the social media platforms though for Uncluttered and Unfiltered. So we would love it if you would join us on any of those. But as I mentioned, specifically, we do have that private group. So it's on Facebook, Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only. We would love it if you could give us a review, stars. All that does is help other people find us. We have a way for you to reach out and support us. That's also on that page. And in the meantime, just remember, if you bought it, if it's taking up space, but it doesn't work, let it go.
And don't look back.
Hi, it's Eden. Christine and I absolutely love bringing you Uncluttered and Unfiltered. the podcast for women over 50. For the first time, we're asking you for your help. A one-time or monthly donation from you will help us with production costs and help us grow this awesome community. Find a link to make a donation in our most recent show notes, in our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Ladies Only Facebook group pinned to the top, or on our Uncluttered and Unfiltered Facebook page. And in advance, thank you.